Write Better Now, a podcast of quick weekly writing tips meant to help you become a better writer.
We're your hosts, and I'm here with New York Times bestselling author Carrie Jones and wife extraordinaire.
And I'm here with copy editor extraordinaire Sean Farrar.
Thank you for joining us.
Hey, welcome to Writing Tip Land, where we have special guest.
I thought this was called Write Better Now or
it
something
is.
Like that.
It is.
But Writing Tip Land sounds pretty cool, too.
I like it. It sounds magical.
I was just going to say, it's like a magical place.
And Shawnee is actually here. Go figure.
Woo.
And we're going to have to be super fast because he has other work to do. He just told me. So anyways, babe, you came for the perfect podcast because this podcast is about the chemistry between your characters.
Well, we're a couple characters. So
that's right. And we got chemistry.
We got chemistry.
There you go. So
that's right.
K.M. Wieland, who's a bit of a writing guru, kind of self-made, kind of amazing.
Yeah.
Writes, character chemistry can make all the difference in creating a superior story. So the question becomes, how do you, like, write that or put the chemistry sizzle between your characters and your story? Right.
Yeah, that's a big question.
For a lot of us writers, because our readers want, like, romance and fire and good swoony things between the characters, even when the book isn't actually romance, right? So wellstory.com, there goes our dog, is a great site with a ton of sources and information. And it was my first stop when I was trying to figure out exactly what romantic chemistry either is, because I'm not very romancy, even though I write it a lot.
I can see it being a hard thing to write.
Yeah.
Because it's like details.
Yeah, man.
To make it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I'm like, it's hard, I think. It either is right there or you have to really work to build it. And so this wonderful person named Kristen Keifler wrote, you get to read this, babe.
Woohoo! Like all relational chemistry, a key ingredient in romantic chemistry is attraction. The pull that interests one person in another. But the types of attraction that creates romantic interest will vary from person to person. In fact, there are four main types of attraction that you can use to craft a romantic profile for your characters. Let's take a look.
One.
Physical attraction.
Ooh, la, la.
A desire to touch and be touched by another person, often in a sexual manner.
Right now, our dog has a physical attraction to her doggy toy.
Which is making a lot of noise.
You can hear it, can't you?
Yeah, I'm gonna grab it.
Man. And then there's intellectual attraction, which is a desire to engage with someone due to their intellect and or their interests.
And then there's social attraction.
She's so gross.
A desire to interact with someone because of their social aptitude, their confidence, humor, ambition, likability, and or particular social personality traits.
Boom, boom, boom. And then finally, emotional attraction.
A desire to connect with someone on a spiritual level. An attraction often prompted by a person's emotional capacity, attitude, beliefs, or shared experiences.
That's how you said that. It was creeping me out. So
she left out monetary attraction. What?
I don't even know what to say to that. So over on Cam Wheel, because I'm like, I was going to be like, baby, which one is the why you're attracted to me?
Oh, that doesn't have to do with me or you whatsoever.
All right.
There's not enough money in this house to make that viable attraction. We have all of those attributes.
All right.
Which makes the best relationship ever.
The best chemistry. Okay.
Especially
so,
the physical.
Oh, I knew he was going to say that. And there goes our dog barking. We got to be fast. Over on Cam Wieland's Helping Writers Become Authors, she has a piece about the 5 steps to write great chemistry between characters and says, woof, 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 woof.
When we have great chemistry with someone, we discover an almost instinctive synchronization that allows us to rest into our peak energy while easily batting back and forth the ball of interaction.
It is chaos here. And that happens between all the characters in your story, right? Not just in different ways. Like, the chemistry happens. Sometimes it's negative. Sometimes it's awesome. So then the question becomes, how do you do this on the page? So you first want to think of these things. You have to make it believable. Your reader has to get why these two or three or whatever are falling for each other. So that means you have to have well-developed characters.
You want to add dimension to your characters, even if they're stereotypes like cop and reporter, or maybe a secretary and their CEO, or teacher and the hot mom. It isn't just about the demographics / stereotypes, but the psychographics and what makes them tick.
So three, you want to think about the kinds of attraction Kiefler talks about. And make sure that you have a couple of them going on. Show it and don't just tell it. Nobody wants to read Carrie thought Sean was hot. They want to read Sean stretched out climbing up onto the extra stove in the garage to get the hummingbird out between the window panes. Come on, little guy, he whispered. You've got this. Carrie tried not to stare at Sean's biceps flexing and relaxing as he tried to coax the hummingbird into his hand. Carrie failed.
Good job, baby.
Thanks, boo. So, it's pretty good stuff, right? And yeah. I'm going to go much more in depth on this on my Substack, which is at livinghappy.substack or something. The links are in the notes. And
Lord, lady, you don't know your own stuff.
I'm really bad at marketing.
You got too much stuff to remember at all. That's all. I'm
really bad at marketing.
But in your story, you left out the part where Sean lifted Carrie up onto the washing machine next to
that didn't happen.
And took her.
No, and took her.
Passionately.
Took her? Did he take her? Uh-huh. Oh, thank God this isn't a video.
As the hummingbird fluttered around the garage watching.
Oh, my God.
In appreciation no, of its it newfound freedom.
No, it didn't. Stop.
Hey, thanks for listening to Write Better Now. These podcasts and more writing tips are on Carrie's website, carriejonesbooks.blog. Please don't forget to like, subscribe, or share this podcast.
There's a donation button over there on my blog and lots of other content. And honest to goodness, I sound like such a mama. Honest to goodness, even a dollar inspires us to do a happy dance. So, thank you for your support. The music that you hear is made available through the Creative Commons, and
it's a bit of a shortened track from the fantastic Mr. Ruiz, and this track is Arctic Air off the album Winter Haze, Summer Days. Boop. So that person smokes. You got weed themed music on our stuff, honey.
All our podcasts.
Broke for spleef.
Hey, and if you like this podcast,
Summer Spleef.
You can listen to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, or Carrie Does Poems, or Loving the Strange. Thanks for listening.
The other two are funny. This one's serious.
So serious.